ריש מם זיין סיף אלה שולח אודם איגרס ביד אין יהודי אפילו בערב שבת נחשיך. Person can send a letter with a goy even right before Shabbos. Who should kotzas legdomen? It's provided that he gave him a certain wages for doing it. And then we say the goy is doing it for himself. But to tell him explicitly, go on Shabbos, that is prohibited. So if you give it to some postal service and you give them enough time to get it before or after Shabbos and they decide to go on Shabbos, it's their business. But if you tell them explicitly to go on Shabbos, that's a problem. If you do not make up a price, there's no specific person that mail goes to this person and then he sends it out to whoever's supposed to get it, similar to a post office. So if you don't have that type of thing over there in the town of the person who's supposed to receive the letter, then it'll be also even from Sunday. Why is it so? Because maybe this guy will not find a Jew in time and he'll run around town to find him. They'll end up looking for him on Shabbos and people are going to say, oh, this guy's looking to send a mail for a Jew to another Jew on Shabbos. If there is this post office in the town that he's sending to, then Shabbos, and he can't send it even on Friday, provided that the mail can get to a house near the wall of the city that it's supposed to get to, the city of the destination. Those that permit even loikotzas, afil loikvir beidav. We have two things going against it. There was no price set up, so it looks more like a goy yoshliach, and you don't have this beidav in the town of the recipient of the mail. And the shalach b'yom hey oikoydim l'chay. In other words, if you send it Thursday early, we're not choishes that he's going to go around looking for the person on Shabbos. If necessary. Come upon today, it's always kotzatz because the specific amount is postage on every letter, and therefore it's permitted to send mail. The whole discussion, if you know that the postmen are Jews and they're going to Makal Shabbos, that's a different problem. But in the normal circumstances, you're living in a Goyish country, you could assume that Stam, postal workers are not Jewish.